It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are. From Cinderella's,
a 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight,
to buzzer beaters,
Atkinson scores, 1.4 seconds left,
to champions,
for the fourth time.
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
Step right up here! Don't be shy!
The Super Bowl is over, but the NFL quarterback carousel is just beginning.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
What does the future hold for all 32 NFL teams at the QB position?
Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to spin this wheel right here.
Let's spin the wheel and find out which teams we hit today. The San Francisco 49ers.
All right, let's chat a little bit about the San Francisco 49ers right now with Bonta Hill. It does a great job in the morning. Roast 95.7, the game out in the Bay Area. Bonta, appreciate the time. How are you?
Anytime, Zach. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So, really, the big sense from the league meetings, from what the 49ers said, is that if Brock Purdy is healthy, he's going to be the starting quarterback come week one. Did that catch you guys by surprise, or was that pretty much what you guys expected to hear from John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, and company?
It's what we expected to hear, and we're happy to hear it, because the quarterback position here in San Francisco, as you know, has been a big mystery. Last year, you had the Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. Heck, the last 2 years, where Shanahan, 2 years ago before the 2021 season, basically was saying that, yeah, we have a named starter. I think we know who it is. It was this big secret. Then last year, of course, Jimmy Garoppolo signed late in the trade. He kept the backup Trey Lance. His plan after Trey Lance, of course, breaks his ankle in week two against Seattle. So with the way Brock Purdy played, with the way the players have talked about Brock Purdy, most notably George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, we're not shocked that John Lynch would say that. However, the next day, Shanahan did say that, hey, Darnold, Trey Lance, and Brock Purdy, once he gets there, are going to compete for the starting job. So it's not a surprise that John Lynch came out and said to leave here the clubhouse. And why wouldn't he, right? 8 games, he played really well, helping the Niners get to the NFC Championship. We haven't seen Trey Lance at all. We've seen him for 4 games. And only 1 game we've seen him throw the ball to George Kittle. So we just don't know about Trey Lance right now. So to answer the question, Zach, I know it's long-winded there, but we're not surprised at all.
What are the expectations if Brock Purdy's healthy for week one? I know the team, right, is thinking Super Bowl, but what do you expect individually out of Brock Purdy?
I expect hopefully build off of that, although I do have concerns about his body type. Can he withstand 17 weeks of football against big, ferocious defenses? And you know the Niners are playing the AFC North next year, so you got Baltimore's defense, you got Pittsburgh, you got Cincinnati, and you got Cleveland. Can he hold up over the course of a season? We saw once he got deeper into the playoffs and once defenses got faster, heck, the last 4 first halves, I know there's always second half adjustments, but we saw some struggles from Brock Purdy. And how much tape will teams now have on Brock Purdy to say, okay, we're going to take some of these things away, like him running around the pocket, turning his entire back to the line of scrimmage before even throwing an incompletion or throwing a dive downfield? Will defenses catch up to that? So the expectations remain the same in terms of the 49ers. It's Super Bowl or bust. However, individually with Brock Purdy, it's going to look like Jimmy Garoppolo, at least early on. And then you may see an offense with all these weapons average maybe 30 points a game, because let's face it, Brock Purdy had a lot more weapons than Jimmy Garoppolo ever had as a quarterback of the 49ers, because Chris McCaffrey's in the backfield, because George Kittle is running down a seam, and of course Brandon Ayuk is going over 1,000 yards. So the expectations may be a bit higher because of his mobility, but it wouldn't shock me if it looked a lot like Jimmy Garoppolo did in 2021 and 2019.
Bonta Hill here with us from the game out in the Bay Area. Where's the fan base at on Trey Lance? Are like people just done with him already?
It's a great question, and it feels like Trey Lance, it feels like a lot of people feel like he's a bust. And it's unfortunate because we just haven't seen enough of him. And from what we've seen, I've seen promises. I've seen the guy throw the ball down the field. I've seen, you know, he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not going to be Randall Cunningham running out the pocket, but he's a big guy with a powerful arm who can evade pressure when he needs to. I think the fan base, now let me tell you, Sam Darnold signed, right? And the initial reaction was, oh, he's going to be the third string quarterback. We just heard from Shanahan and Lynch this week that Darnold's going to have, he's going to be able to split first team reps in OTAs. And he's had a lot of experience in the league now. Has he been good? No. But has he been in a situation like this in San Francisco? No, he hasn't. So he's going to have an opportunity to go toe-to-toe with Trey Lance. And it's a real big disappointment when you consider the draft capital the Niners traded up for that number three overall pick to go select Trey Lance. And when you whiff on that pick, number three overall, you have the track record. Look, the 49ers are drafted great in the middle round, Jack. They picked up Fred Warner. They picked up George Kittle. They picked up Talanoa, who fought against strong safety. They made a lot of good picks in the middle round. Think about all the first round picks. Mike McGlinchey, gone. Kind of a disappointment. Solomon Thomas, number three overall in their first ever draft. Gone. Reuben Foster, no longer in the league. Brandon Ayuk has probably been their best pick with Javon Kinlaw. Hasn't panned out. They have whipped over and over on first-round picks, and this would be a massive blunder. Now, thankfully, it hasn't set them back, but the fan base is thinking, hey, what about Trey? You don't even hear his name, Zach. That's how bad it is. I've been yelling on the airways the last 2 months, well, what about Trey? What about Trey? And everybody says, well, what about Brock? What about Brock? And now the Darnold hype train is going to start because I know how this fan base is and I know how this coaching staff is. Folks are out on Trey Lance, and it's actually very, very disappointing.
And it's inconceivable to me. Like, if you tell me Brock Purdy's healthy, sure, I could see why you'd make him the starting quarterback with what he did at the end of the year. But I don't believe in a million years with how training camp isn't what it once was, and there's only three preseason games, that Sam Darnold, who, by the way, is a bust, is going to significantly outplay Trey Lance, where everyone's like, okay, we have to go with Darnold over Lance for week one.
Well, don't underestimate Kyle Shanahan. I mean, this is a guy who tried to convince his fan base that Nick Mullins could be the answer at quarterback. He actually selected C.J. Beathard in the third round when he did take Solomon Thomas in the number three overall, and Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes are sitting on the board. This is the way Shanahan's do it, and the way Shanahan spoke about Sam Darnold at the owners' meetings earlier this week in Phoenix, Arizona, he talked about, hey, this guy was a number three overall pick coming out of USC. He has as good a skill set as anybody in the league, and maybe it's just coach speak. But I truly believe Shanahan believes that. This is a guy in Sam Darnold. The Niners have been rumored over and over about being interested in.
It's insanity, are they going to trade though, first Bonta. Round pick? It's insanity if they play Darnold week
insanity.
One.
It is insanity. But Shanahan is insane. Think about it. He told Garoppolo, after changing his organization, yeah, I'd rather have Kirk Cousins. I mean, openly, during the week of Super Bowl 54, I want Cousins, yeah, I like the flirtation with Tom Brady, the flirtation with Matthew Stafford. He's flirted with damn near every single quarterback. So sometimes I just think Shanahan doesn't know what he wants at the quarterback spot. Does he want a guy who could be a bit mobile? Does he want a just stationary quarterback? I have no idea. But I'm telling you, man, don't be surprised if Sam Darnold starts a couple games. Now, am I a fan of Sam Darnold? No, I'm not. I saw a lot of being here on the West Coast. Obviously, we watch a lot of USC football. Some games, it's great. And then next thing you know, you see the boneheaded pick six. We all can't forget about Monday Night Football where you saw ghosts against the New England Patriots. I can't unhear that. I can't unsee it, Zach. So, look, anything is possible because Shanahan believes it's about his system, not the player. He believes his system brings out the best of the quarterback, not the quarterback bringing the best out of the system.
And then the last thing here, I think it's so clear, and I've been saying this for a while, but if that's true that Darnold starts over Trey Lance, it just shows you that Shanahan was talked into taking Trey Lance and he never really loved him as a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest mystery, right? Everybody says, oh, well, was he talked into it? Well, from what I hear is that Shanahan really wanted him. Now, you look at Justin Fields and the way he improved in Chicago and, of course, his mobility and all the quarterback camps that Justin Fields attended of Kyle Shanahan, and he passed him up, which shocked us all. But you talk to the North Dakota State head coach, the name is evading me, but he discussed how the Niners kept going up there. And they had an inkling that, hey, the Niners really like Trey Lance. This would be a massive whip. And luckily for Shanahan, this roster is so deep and so loaded when you look at the tight end, the wide receivers, the running backs, the DBs, the linebackers, and, of course, the D-line, that it hasn't cost them. Think about how many teams would whiff on a quarterback, number three overall, it costs people jobs. Yeah. It is remarkable. And yet Shanahan is going to enter year six with no solution at quarterback. It's really wild.
Because it's funny, Bonta Hill, before we let you run, if like any other organization messed up the quarterback with all they gave up, we'd be like, fire the GM, fire the coach. But that's not even talked about with the Niners because they still find the way, it feels like, to get to the NFC title game each and every year.
They still find a way because they run the ball. They physically beat up people. They have a great defense. Obviously, signing Javon Hargrave away from Philadelphia, which is a nice signing. They get after the quarterback. You got Nick Bosa, the DPOY. It's really fascinating. But look, think about how their season has ended. They get off the slow starts, one, because the offense is not clicking, because of the uncertainty at quarterback. That's cost them home games in the playoffs. It would have been a lot better to host Philadelphia at Levi Stadium than going all the way to Philadelphia to get your butts kicked. But when you lose to Chicago and Denver early on in the season, because of the uncertainty at quarterback, because the offense is not clicking, because of the injuries, it wears on you. 2021, you had to play all three games on the road in the NFC playoffs. You go to Green Bay, you win without scoring an offensive touchdown. You survive in Dallas, but yet against the Rams, you just wear down. So they got to get off the quicker starts, and getting off the quicker starts is knowing who's going to play quarterback. I think about this, Zach. If you're Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel, and you're going out there working out, who can you call to go work out with? Are you calling Sam Darnold? Are you calling Trey Lance? Because you're not calling Brock Purdy because his elbow is wrapped up in this big old brace that looks like Terminator or T-1000 or something like that, Terminator 2 or something. It's gnarly, right? Who do you catch passes from in the offseason? Do you work out with Trey? Do you work out with Sam Darnold?
It's got to be Trey.
As a wide receiver, it's got to be Trey.
You know him at least.
You would think you owe him that, but like the way the players talk about Trey and what it's been a national narrative written about him, and it's not fair. Well, we thought he was smarter than what he was. Oh, well, we thought he was Lamar Jackson. Yeah, he's not developing as well as we thought. Well, that's on you, Kyle Shanahan. That's on you, John Lynch. That's on the 49ers brass. So if it doesn't work at a quarterback and Darnold does end up starting the game where Purdy's not ready, you know, Shanahan said maybe he's ready by week one, but I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's going to be ready by week one whatsoever. This could have long-term ramifications on this football team because George Kittle's not getting any younger. Trent Williams is not getting any younger. Christian McCaffrey, we know about his injury history. We were lucky to see him stay healthy. Is that going to happen again? I don't know. So it's really interesting what's happening with the quarterback position. And I know the rumors about Lamar Jackson. They paid Javon Hargrave. I don't think Lamar Jackson's coming to San Francisco. And, hell, I don't want Lamar Jackson in San Francisco because I think Shanahan wouldn't know how to use him. All his quarterbacks get hurt. So that's another situation with Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. And yet, we're talking about a team that's gone to three NFC championships in the last 4 years in a Super Bowl appearance. But until you win the big one, and can you win the big one with the quarterback situation in San Francisco, that's a million-dollar question. That is a million-dollar question, Zach.
So you took care of the Lamar question. Any shot that they get Brady out of retirement at some point this season?
It's a great question. Would Brady want to play for $10 to $15 million? Does Brady really want to retire? Does he want to stick it to the league? I don't know. I still think there's some phone calls happening with Tom Brady because Shanahan does love the veteran quarterbacks. But right now, I'm doubting it. I'm doubting that Brady will ever step foot on the field for the 49ers.
Bonta Hill, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Zach, anytime, brother. Have a good night.